Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
There's a lot of activity out here today. It's chilly. I was not kidding when I said just wait 5 minutes if you don't like the weather in Maine. I've been coming out here in just like tank tops. Today I am in sweatpants, hoodie, and it's chilly. My feet are on the wet, cold, bare earth. None of the ants are out of the anthill. They're all underground right now, it looks like. I don't blame them. What are you seeing? What are you smelling? What are you hearing? What are you touching? What are you tasting? Feel the breath. Feel it come in, feel it go out. How's the temperature of the breath? How does it change? Can you feel it come in and out of your nostrils? Can you feel air flowing more through one nostril than the other? Let's take a moment, breathe through our noses, and I want you to just put your attention on your left nostril. I want you to put your attention on your left nostril and breathe through your nose. Let's go. Nice. Take deep breaths or just do natural, whatever your breath's doing right now. Now, let's shift our focus, and I want you to put your attention on your right nostril and breathe air in and out of it. Here we go. In. Nice. I'm catching myself squeezing the air out. I really like to squeeze all the stale air out. I like to squeeze out all I can so I can take in all that fresh O2. First, before we focus on the squeezing part, now I want you to focus on the bridge of your nostrils, in the middle. Your septum. Both nostrils. And I just want you to breathe. Feel the air coming in and out of both nostrils. I'm gonna squeeze some air out with that train whistle. Squeeze again. And I really do. It's an ab workout. It's a squeeze, squeeze, squeeze. Yesterday I was a little nervous. I was going to Camp Awesome for the first time and dancing with people I've never danced with before. Some of them are younger people. Some of them are considered what they call disabled. I'm really adopting the term all abled, all abilities instead of disabilities, because I find some people that wouldn't be labeled disabled more disabled than some of the quote disabled people. It just doesn't make sense to me to say disabled. I love my dad. He was disabled emotionally. And, you know, some of the quote disabled people I have met have been the most emotionally intelligent people. So, anyway, there was a whole group there waiting for me that I'd never danced before. And I've never danced with them before. And I didn't know what they were like, what they're physically comfortable doing, what they're audibly comfortable doing. I know some of the people are autistic, and I know sometimes there's sensory sound sensitivities, right? I wasn't sure if my music was going to be a problem. I brought two different speakers with me. I actually thought about designing an entire class. A gray catbird just landed 6 feet away from me. So cool. I thought about maybe just designing. I was like, is my class good enough? Is my class going to be okay? Even though I advertise it as totally inclusive, like anybody can come, dirt. I still had doubts. What is that? They call it imposter syndrome nowadays. It's anxiety. I was thinking into the future, thinking I might not do a good job. I wanted to do the best job. It's Camp Awesome. So, another tempting thought was to just have a dance party, to use popular music. I don't use popular music. I use music that I own rights to. I use Artlist. And that way I feel comfortable being within copyrights, guidelines, and respecting people's property. And I know that technically, with most of the dancing that I offer, I could certainly use any music I want. But because I started this when I was broadcasting on Zoom, when you broadcast, that loophole disappears. That charitable loophole, because this is charitable. I volunteer. I give. So since I know the loophole, well, it's charitable, I'm not broadcasting this, and I could use whatever music I want, and I could just have a dance party. And then I would let the whole thing go and not think about it. So the weeks coming up to this event, I just kept getting a little anxious and then just letting it go. And I kept coming back to Dance with Amanda. Just make a playlist. What am I thinking? What am I doing? I have, you know, tiny people, old people, people in wheelchairs, people who don't do anything that I do. They just come to have fun. They don't even really come to try to follow along. That's not what it's about. So why am I worried about my class? Just make a playlist. And that part's kind of fun. I have all these routines. And so I'll go through my routines and I will pluck out songs and I will make a playlist specific to the place that I'm going to, you know, depending on how long it is or if I have a lot of room to dance or if we don't have a lot of room to dance. So, in normal fashion, I just kept letting go, decided I'd do my own thing, and the day before, I threw together a playlist, and the day of, I charged my speaker. I didn't make a big deal of it. I just kept letting go. I didn't want to get nervous and feel bad and nervous and put all this extra work in because I didn't think I was good enough. And even yesterday, as I was traveling to Camp Awesome, I was still having to let go. I was starting to get anxious and I started to time travel. You start to think about, okay, I'm going to get there, I'm going to do this, or I'm going to get there, and when this happens, I'll do this. And well, if it's like this, I'll do this, and if it's like this, I'll do this. And I just kept saying, let go, Amanda. Turn the music up. Enjoy the ride. It was such a beautiful ride. I drove from Old Orchard Beach, Maine to Kennebunkport, Maine. Google that. Freaking gorgeous drive. I enjoyed it so much. And in a moment where I let go, I felt my ancestors. I could feel love. I could feel connection. I can feel familiar, like my mom and my dad and my brother and others with me. It was great. I welled up, you know, in the car. That's right. New drum beat. Cheer the woodpecker. I did such a good job that I thought about years ago. I was taking Olive to the dentist and I checked in with her and she explained how she was feeling. And I said, oh, that's anxiety because you're in the future already. You're already at the dentist. Okay, here's what you do when you have anxiety. And I said, where are you right now? And she was with me. And where are we right now? In the car. And what are we going to do in the car? Let's pick some great music and listen to some music together. Let's sing around and bop and dance because we're in the car right now. We're not at the dentist. So yesterday I was in the car feeling really good. I wasn't performing yet. Speaking of performing, something else I realized because of Camp Awesome. I no longer put on a show. When I started Zumba, I bought all these leggings and shirts. They didn't all say Zumba on them or anything, but I got some cheapies actually, and I cut them up myself and stuff and just went with really just neon-ish bright colors and some colorful like long sleeve, like flannels to tie around my waist. So that way people could see my body as I was, you know, moving my hips. They had something to look at, tie something around your waist. It emphasizes your hips. And the bright colors, I was just drawn. I was like, Zumba, you're Zumba now, so do your version of Zumba. And I had a separate bin for my Zumba clothes because I wouldn't wear those usually. Not so neon every day. Not me. Not all that Lycra every day. So a friend of mine, dancer, I mentioned that once, that like, oh yeah, these clothes go to a separate area. They don't go with my regular clothes. And she just immediately went, oh, you put on a show. And I'm like, well, and I had such resistance to that statement when she said, oh, you put on a show. I could feel myself be like, no, I don't. It's no, I don't put on a show. This is me. It's just like, yeah. I was putting on the show. I was putting on Zumba show. Slowly, I let go of that. And I still have a few of those tops, but most of them are gone. I still have a few of those leggings, but most of them are gone. And what I do now is I show up in my clothes. I don't have dance clothes and other clothes. I just have clothes. And I've danced at other places with other populations before. And when all abilities is mentioned, oftentimes I skip the party light. Sometimes I bring the party light and someone will mention like, oh, that should be okay for, you know, my seizures or whatever, epilepsy, you know, like, Even though it's not a strobe light, it's just colored film revolving, you know, it can be distracting, disruptive, or even painful for some people. So some places, I don't even bring my party light. I did not bring my party light to Camp Awesome. I didn't even bring my sign. I usually bring a little sign that just says dancewithamanda.com. So they know where to go. If they want to find me, dance with me, ask me a question, whatever. I didn't bring my sign. I didn't bring my light. I didn't bring a sign-up sheet. I didn't bring any waivers for anybody to sign. I didn't put together a perfect outfit. I wore what I dropped Finn off in. Instead of putting contacts in, I just take my glasses off. And I don't even see. I mean, I do. But, you know, I just let it be fuzzy. I don't put my contacts in to make sure that I can see everything and to make sure that if there's a Zoom screen in front of me that I can read the chat or this, that, or the other. Nope. It's just me and my music. I just rolled on in my fanny pack with my phone in it and my little shower speaker. That's it. Just me in my clothes. I am not putting on a show anymore. And you know, I loved my show and I put on a good show. Feeling less and less like a show and more just like me showing up, which is what I keep telling you. Just trust life. Just show up. And if you chill and love yourself, and if you're kind and sometimes quiet, you'll be guided. You have everything you need in each moment. And each moment is a movement. T-shirt, Brittany. Each moment is a movement when you move with Amanda. What's move with Amanda? I know dance with Amanda. No, don't worry. I'm not buying movewithamanda.com. Did I check? Yes, it's not available. Well, it is, but it's, you know, $1 million. I only spend $15, okay? So no, I'm not going to buy Move with Amanda. However, I am going to have a class called Move with Amanda. It's going to be before our library class. The belly dancing class that I was taking with my friends is over. I missed the past couple classes, the last two I was with my family. But I heard that people want to keep dancing and people want to take it slow and practice. And I have been having, a new class kind of come out of me organically where I want to just take some time and just focus on being aligned and centered and rooted. And I want to stretch and connect. And also, we can, you know, learn dances that people want to learn. I did this before with line dancing. And I had never line danced before, but a friend of mine wanted to learn these line dances and desperately. And so I said, send them to me. I'll learn them. And then I'll teach them back. And so we did. And then it turned into a class. So we had all of a sudden a class, a line dancing class. And me of all people to teach line dancing that I know nothing about. Not really, right? That's a fib. I know something about it. So I messaged her yesterday and said, I don't know what to call this. Hi, neighbor. I don't know what to call this. I already have Dance with Amanda, and workshop's not the right word. Practice isn't the right word. Choreography, that's definitely not the right word. And it's not going to be belly dancing exclusively. That's not the right word. What do I call this? And she just immediately came back. Move. Move with Amanda. Move with Amanda. Thank you, Maria. So, we're going to move with Amanda. I'm so glad. I could feel that class bubbling up, that time at the campground when no one showed up, but I wanted to stay and dance. And I could just feel this new class coming out of me, and I'm excited about it. But every time I think about forcing myself, I'll like sit down with a notebook or like put my headphones on and put the music on and try to force it. It's gross and I hate it and I don't do it. So I'm like, meh. Yesterday, I was telling my dance buddy, I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. No clue what I'm doing. She's like, wait, what do you mean? What do we want to, what are you asking that we want to, do we want to do what? I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. All I know is that we all want to dance, right? And that the library will let me have that entire hour, not just 5:30 to 6. They'll give me 5 to 6. So let's have a half hour at the library to dance. Let's just show up and see what it is. And so just by showing up and having the guts yesterday, I am now really seeing what my new class is because I've already scheduled it. I'll hear back from the library today that they've put it on the calendar, I'm sure. And so, yeah, we'll just figure out what it is when I get there. Just show up. I was guided. Myself told myself, Amanda, call the library and ask for the 5 o'clock slot. I called the library and I asked to get transferred to the director and then I hung up. And then I called back and I told the truth, but in a creative way. Listen, you can tell the truth without feeling like you're, you know, making yourself look bad or feel bad or outing yourself. What I said was, hi, I just called and I dropped the call. I didn't say, and I hung up. I said, I dropped it. I literally dropped the call. I dropped the ball. I got scared. I got scared as in like, what are you even doing? Do you even know that people want to do this with you? Do you even have a plan? Do you even have a name? No, nope. But I knew I was supposed to call and I was like, just call. What would you tell everybody else? What would you tell Olive? Call. What's the worst that can happen? Bring the salad. Go to bringthesalad.com. What's the worst that can happen? Go to bringthesalad.com. Bring the salad. So I called the library. I brought the salad. I'm not going to tell you what that means. I brought the salad. I want you to bring the salad. Okay? There's fear and there's love. And what did I go with yesterday? First, I went with fear. What are you doing? You don't even know what you're doing. And you're going to ask this of the library and just, what are you... And you're going to message all the belly dancing babes and say, hey, in case you guys really do want to dance, I've got us a space and have no clue what we're doing, but let's show up and do it. I went with love. I brought the salad. All right, I'll leave you to that little mystery and I'll see you tomorrow. I love you. Thank you for being here with me. I said it yesterday, I'm going to say it again. Coming out here and setting my drum beat with all of you. Yes, you listening, but I'm looking at the trees and the bugs and the birds and the... my neighbors. I'm setting my drum beat. Setting my intention. If you're going to do something, what are you doing? I'm showing up. I'm trusting life. I'm taking the perspective of love. And I'm bringing the salad.